أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, our focus has been Qiyamah Close, which are the 10 chapters in there, which have a vivid picture of the day of Qiyamah, or the day of judgment. There are other chapters in Quran City where we have the pictures of the Day of Judgment, but we've picked these 10 to put here because they are focused on the Day of Judgment. So today we're going to look at Suratul Ma'arij, that is Surah number 70. Now first let's look at what Ma'arij means. Ma'arij is actually the stairway. It comes from Araja, which means to climb stairs. It's got 44 ayat, it's a Makki surah, and it has a unique beginning because it starts off by Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi'. The questioner demanded the punishment to come, you know, he was asking for punishment, but we'll talk about this in a minute. First, let's look at the benefits of recitation. It covers sins, there's safety from shaitan, and there's release from imprisonment. Let's look at the focus of the surah. So the focus of the surah in essence is the immediate response to the one who challenged imamah. Imamah is succession to the prophet and qiyamah. Qiyamah is accountability, and I'll talk about it in a minute. It also talks about the greedy on the day of qiyamah and a comprehensive list of qualities of the righteous who will be in Jannah. But let's talk about this first thing, which is sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi'. The questioner who demanded an immediate punishment. لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٌ. Allah says, one who covers up the truth, there is none to avert it. مِنَ Allah, from Allah, ذِلْ مَعَارِجِ. He is the owner, he is the Rabb of the ways of ascending or climbing up. Now let's see what happens. So as soon as the Prophet in the Ghadir had announced the declaration of Imam Ali alayhi salam being his successor, this person comes up to him and says, you ordered us to fulfill our obligations regarding the Hajj, regarding the Sawm, which is the fasting, and paying zakah on the day of Qadir, which we consented. But you are not content, and now you have appointed your cousin to rule over us. Then he added, Oh Lord, he looks up at the sky and he says, Oh Lord, if such an appointment is true, send down rocks from the heavens such that would destroy me and that I do not have to witness this. And you know what? A rock was sent down from the sky and he was killed. He actually asked for punishment, and there's an immediate response when you challenge imamah and qiyamah. So this is the first section, ayah 1 to 3. The second section is ayah 4 to 21. Now this looks at the situation of those who are greedy on the day of Qiyamah. And first of all, Allah is telling the Prophet, فَاسْبِرْ sabran jamila. When they speak to you in mocking terms, show beautiful patience. But it talks about the day of Qiyamah. It talks about how the heavens shall be like molten copper, the mountains like carded wool, you know, like candy floss basically. And the guilty will want to ransom even those who are close to him, children, spouse, intimate friends. And Allah continues to say, there is no respite for the one who rejected guidance and hoarded wealth, who was greedy. Section 3, which is ayah 19 to 21, now looks at the nature, the base nature of the human being. Allah says his nature is innal insana khulika halu'a. The human being rushes, he is hasty. Idha massahu sharru jazu'a. When he's afflicted with the slightest difficulty, he becomes so grieved. Wa idha massahu alkhayru manu'a. And when he has been given good, he becomes so stingy. This is the base nature. Now Allah says, those who overcome this is ayah 22 to 35, the qualities of the righteous who will be in Jannah. So Allah lists six qualities. Number one, they're constant in their essential salah, in their wajib salah. Number two, they share their wealth. Number three, they believe in accountability. Number four, they are mindful of their intimate behavior. Number five, they're trustworthy. And number six, they establish and they guard their salah. We should actually make a tick box of these six things. And the way salah is guarded is by being able to pray the nafila, of being mindful of the times. At least if we start with that, that we know in our day when the times of salah are, then we structure our day around salah. So everything is before salah or after salah, rather than before lunch and after lunch, or before breakfast and after breakfast. And finally, the last section talks about the disgrace of those who accost the Prophet about divine guidance and deny accountability. You see, they used to surround him, accost him and mock him and ask him mocking questions. They used to sabotage when he used to be reciting the Quran or when he used to speak in the mosque. They used to speak loudly so that he wouldn't be heard. And in Ayah 42, Allah says, فَذَرْهُمْ leave them, يَخُوذُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُعَدُونَ leave them with their false discourses, their sport, until they will come face to face with what you are warning them of. And he says, خَاشِئَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ their eyes will be cast down. تَرْحَقَهُمْ ذِلَّةً they will be disgraced, humiliated. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ that is the day which they were warned about. Because that's how they made other people feel. They were unjust. They were greedy. They hoarded. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are constant in their salah, share their wealth, believe in accountability, mindful of their intimate behavior, trustworthy, and establish and guard their salah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.